firstly, I think at the level of the president, there has been ready acceptance that the next UN Development Assistance Framework is a very important document for the government and people of Uzbekistan and for the UN country team. And so it was readily agreed that this should be given the status when it's finalised of being a resolution of the Council of Ministers. And that, of course, makes it a very important document. But it will also give status and priority to the work of the UN country team. So I think that's been a very important outcome.
As a woman with your outstanding career and your history of professional activities,
what would your best advice be to the women in Uzbekistan?
Or women trying to climb up their career level in the country?
I think there's work to be done on lifting the status of women. Under the Constitution, of course, women enjoy equal rights. But I think in this country, as in many countries, women still disproportionately have the care of children and other family members who may be older or have disabilities. So how to make it possible for women to combine a full career and these other responsibilities will be an issue. I certainly like to see more women in decision-making, in senior public service, in all walks of life. Hopefully, you know, that's something that UNDP and other agencies can continue to advocate for.
What does it take to lead an institution that represents such diversity of nations and cultures?
I think the important thing is to be able to relate to each country context. We have our areas of mandate. It's very clear what they are. We work on sustainable development pathways, we work on governance, and we work on building resilience to shock. Now, each country has a separate set of challenges within each of those. So it's not a question of UNDP saying, well, here's our product, like it or leave it. No. We exist to build capacity to support countries to solve their challenges and these issues. And so one of the greatest strengths we have is that the vast majority of people who work for us in a country are nationals of that country, talented nationals who understand their society, know many of the decision makers, know the communities, and can help us bring the international expertise in a way that's relevant.
In one of your interviews to Forbes, you've mentioned the power of persistence as one of the key ingredients and one of the biggest lessons you've learned. Do you think that this is particularly the particular lesson that global world leaders seem to have missed in tackling some of the issues the planet faces today?
I don't think success in anything ever comes with one swing of a wheel. It always takes time. It takes good strategy, good policy, good action, good delivery, looking for results. So you have to be very persistent. And a number of the issues you work on in development, they're very long-term strategies. So you start with a vision, and then you say, well, what are the steps that are going to have to be taken to get anywhere near that vision? That, I think, will be one of the excitements of Vision 2030. If a vision is set for the country, here's where we want to be. Well, what do you have to do to get there? And then there will be a whole series of practical steps. We used to say in my government, many small steps in the right direction add up to transformational change. So I very much take the long-term view, but wanting to take a series of steps towards getting there.